my eyes to the world, the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional, and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How is everyone this wonderful evening? We are finally, I hope, coming into some spring weather next week. It's been a little bit wintry, more than anybody would like, I'm sure, across the nation. And tonight, my guest is Frank St. James, and we're going to be talking about the blessings of March and the challenges of your finances, your health, and your love, and also about the super full moon on the 20th. Of March, which brings in the spring equinox, and it should be very exciting. When Frank is on, and now he's agreed to be on twice a month, and I'm thrilled about that, it's always a call-in show. However, we know that you can all call in and ask one question. Please, please do not ask two questions. And you can always follow up with us. That's the whole secret of the show, for you to follow up off-air with whatever information that you need. So good evening, Frank. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Great. I'm just from my office, I'm just looking out at the ocean down here in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
You love it. I know you love the view and the atmosphere.
Well, I'm a Pisces. I'm a fish.
Me too. I know you just had a birthday. Happy birthday. And mine is next week. So happy, happy birthday. And I will say that it's the March of the birthdays. My son, both of my sons are born in March. So I really have birthdays in March. We do have our first caller from New Jersey. Her name is Barbara. And she was born on November 6th. And she would like to ask you a question. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Hello. Happy evening, you and Frank. I really appreciate you taking my call. Okay.
What is your question for Frank?
Well, actually, I've been through quite a year, and I finally got a job after 9 months, but I'm on permanent disability right now. And I wanted to ask Frank a very special question, because I had to, it took me 4 months to get pro bono lawyers, and I wanted to give him the name of three different lawyers, and I just wanted him to tell me what comes to him as far as resolution, okay? The first lawyer is Costello and Maine, and that's a civil suit.
Keep going.
The other one is Rosenberg, Kirby, Cahill, Stankiewicz, Richardson. That's bodily injury. And the last one is Parker Wakeman, and that's a cancer.
Hmm. Yeah, I like the feeling of your second second one.
The one that had the word Stankiewicz in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I had a good feeling. Yeah. You know, incidentally, you're it's an interesting thing because you're in your ninth year of a cycle, and you're getting rid of negative stuff. So this is a cleanup year for you, and you should get some breakthroughs finally. Next year, you're going into your first year of your brand new 9 year cycle. So this is going to help you to differentiate between people. Sometimes you've got to use your own intuition. I mean, women have wonderful intuition, and you know, we talk about meditation and these things really bring things to a better fruition for you.
And Barbara, it sounded like you have three different lawsuits going on. Is that correct?
Well, let's just say I'm through probably one of the worst years in my life. Yes, that's true. But it took me about 4 months just to even try to find a pro bono lawyer because I'm pretty much impoverished right now. In fact, just last week, I finally got a job because I'm on permanent SSDI. And it's been hell just even trying to get a job because they don't want to hire you if they even find out that you're any kind of, if you have any problems.
Well, then now you're blessed. Well, just think of the positive side of it. You are blessed. You have a job. The universe is taking care of you and we'll move forward. Do you have anything more to say to her, Frank?
Yeah, I like the position of the full moon coming up. I believe it's going to help you. It's in Libra, and it's usually a few days before the full moon as it's coming together. Communication will definitely improve for you and the problems that you've been having. So this is a turnaround. The next couple years is a turnaround for you, and I wish you the best.
Wondering, Frank, do you see like anything like or any of these lawsuits going to come full circle this year? Is there anything that you can see anything down the road or anything with finances with any of these suits?
Well, I feel better. Like I said, I feel better. It's going to be a turnaround. We're in a Mercury retrograde right now.
Everything is under delay.
So things are under delay, like she said, and once you get into April, you should start getting the information that you need. April and May should be a turning point for you this year.
Do you see like all three of them, any of them not working out at all?
Barbara, you're overstepping. Please talk to them offline.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank
and
you.
We have other callers coming in, Frank. You could be all day with people that want to have one question after the other when I say, please, there's only one. But I'm sure that Barbara's going to work it out. And my message for you, Barbara, is that the month of May is going to be especially good for you. It opposes your sun. It is in Taurus. We now have Uranus in Taurus. And although it is slow and tedious, as it is for all of us at this time, you will be having some good luck. So bless you. Now we have Heidi from Pennsylvania on line two, and she's born on May 25th. Hello, Heidi. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. The reason I was calling is because there's a parcel of land next to my farm that includes many graves, including a tribal burial ground. And I've been trying to buy it from the current owners so that it doesn't get developed. And I've been trying to talk to the wife, whose name happens to be Elizabeth, about buying it. And I have not been able to reach her. And I was wondering what I need to do in order to help get a sales contract and buy it, because I want to preserve the land and keep it the way
it is. Well, she probably thinks that you are trying to reach her and doesn't want to talk right now. Maybe they have other plans. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, I like June for you negotiating. I think they've been holding off, and a couple things might fall through for them right now. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be more receptive, especially after this month. And you might be able by June to negotiate for that property.
I wouldn't try them again, Heidi, until after the 15th of April.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they could be away as well. Do you know if they are in the area?
They live pretty close by me. They were thinking about building a house there, and I've talked to the husband twice, and he's kind of put me off a little bit. I felt that the wife would be more receptive because of the
It's not time yet for anything. It's wrong timing for you, and it's wrong timing for her. So you do need to wait until after Mercury comes out of its storm. Go ahead, Frank.
I also feel there might be a problem with the relationship right now. So both of them are very strong-headed, and I don't think they can make up their mind. You know, one is saying this, and the other said, no, I don't want that. I want to go with this. And that's the other thing, too. So, you know, they'll work it out. They'll be more receptive, like, you know, around the 15th, like we've been talking. And I believe that I still feel very strongly that by June you'll be negotiating.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Heidi. Please keep in touch.
Thank you very much. I will.
Okay, Frank, here we go. We have some interesting things happening this month. I had said to people that we might have a political upset. It hasn't come yet. They've been holding off the report about the Russians and everything. And what do you feel is coming down the road, if you'd like to talk about it?
Well, the only thing that I'm feeling is they're really kind of stretching everything. What I don't like is when you say something and you put somebody's reputation right away down the tubes before they have a chance to react. And then next thing you know, the same people that have been doing that are getting what goes around comes around. They've been getting hit with things, but it doesn't seem to be that kind of an urgency to go after them. But it is tarnishing their reputation. So I think it's going to be extremely interesting the way things are going, because they thought they had a real good juggernaut going after him, but I don't feel that the information is going to work.
I do not feel he'll be impeached. I said that all along. I think they'll try to impeach him. I do not think that will happen, but I do think that he is going to have trouble being stable. I feel there's some kind of an illness going on, and we'll have to see what happens. Also, I wanted to ask you about, we had a plane crash, and I know I had talked about the possibility of that a couple of weeks ago. And it's from Boeing. Do you think that we need to really have more scrutiny with our corporate people and how they're building things and how they're throwing things together?
Well, it's kind of suspicious, too, because they had a lot of UN people on there. Mm-hmm. And I know they had one just recently, a crash with that. And I definitely, you know, Boeing's been just, you know, coming back and forth. And
but they've been doing very well lately. Yeah. Very well.
And they certainly don't want anything like this going on. And so I'm wondering if there's other things going on here with the
whether there was a master plan or something.
Yeah, and who's aboard, and you know, and but there's something mechanical definitely going on here that's not right away. It's not kicking in. And so there's definitely got to be an overhaul quickly, too.
Yeah, there does. Now that we all like to talk about the spring equinox and the change of seasons and going into more light and going into more positive energy. And I do feel that the spring is going to be more positive, especially when we get into May and June. I think our money is going to get a little bit stronger, and it may not fluctuate as much as it has in the past. I don't want to go into the fall months because we're not there yet, but I do want to say that I feel the spring months are going to be better than what we've recently experienced. What do you feel about Taurus and Uranus?
Well, I feel, the weather, you know, here and there we've been getting cold weather, but, you know, we're talking about the East Coast here. Especially, you know, Jersey.
Well, the West Coast have had bad weather, too. Huge, it snowed in Las Vegas for the first time in centuries.
Sure. Yeah, well, there's weather patterns that have been changing all over the world. I was just looking at some because I had some interest in South Australia recently. Monumental fires going on, and thousands of people are losing their homes.
Just like California.
Yeah.
And they had a very hot summer. I understand they had 3-digit degrees, and we are going to have a hot summer. Not only is it going to be hot across the Midwest and possibly burn up our farms and crops, but it's going to go into the Rockies. The Rockies is going to start having warmer weather, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, Colorado's been having unbelievable snow and avalanches, and there's one of those situations where celebrities go there by the truckload.
Yeah, they do.
And they've been closing up those resorts because they can't, because of the avalanches.
The danger, right?
Yeah.
So we have another call from Jennifer in North Carolina, but I do want to say that this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm at bbsradio.com, and the number to call if you wanted to ask a question is 888-429-5471. So it's Frank St. James and Elizabeth Joyce, and the number again to call and ask a question is 888-429-5471. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm great, Miss Elizabeth.
Will you tell Frank your birthday? I think I forgot to tell him. And ask your question, please.
It's 7:30, 71. And my question was just, is anything interesting going on in my life this year? I mean, just in general, last year was a really tough year for me with cancer and everything. And I just want to know, will I have anything going on in my love life or career?
Yeah, well, you've got a better chance right now. You're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. That usually helps things get going. It's a good Earth year. The type of person that you might be drawn to is more earthy and not somebody that's going to give you a lot of baloney.
No, it's a good financial year for you, Jennifer.
Yes.
And did you say that you had trouble with cancer last year?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I see that clearing for you. You might try something new, something more metaphysical with your meditations to make sure that you're free and clear of that. So I do see that healing for you. And I know that sometimes our reconstruction or rehabilitation is slow. But by the end of this year, I think you're going to feel much more positive. Don't you, Frank?
Oh, yeah, because when you go through this transformation at the end of a cycle and the beginning, you have to go and try out different directions that you've been doing. Not the the same old is not going to work. It hasn't. And so you might be looking at a different way of getting into socializing. So,
and new people are coming into your life in the next couple of months, and the new people will be very positive for you.
That's great.
That is. So hang in there, Jennifer. It's going to be all good.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
We have another call, Frank. Jenny from California, and she's born on January 17th. Hello, Jenny. How are you? Good. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Frank. My question is about the same as financially for 2019. How does it look for me?
That's the Capricorn question.
Well, you just went into your first year, your brand new 9-year cycle. So this is a good year to start exploring. It's like going on a new journey. And keep saying Jersey. I love it.
I know.
But you're on a new journey right now. And there's going to be a lot of new prospects coming towards your way. So it's a good time to anything that you've been feeling going towards. It's a good time to go after it at this particular time. I really like it. Definitely new things coming in and just trying to get rid of the old stuff and not.
And Jenny, I don't know what you do, Jenny, but I do know that there's an offer coming to you that's going to bring you more money than you have now. I feel this offer coming in May or June, and it might be something that you've thought about or have had a choice before, but just didn't take it. So I do think you're going to hear from some people from the past, and I think that you're on a turn for the more positive life after May or in the middle of May.
Mm. Oh, terrific. Sounds good. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, Frank, we're getting to the time that we have to have our messages go through. So let's have our messages, and we will be back after this. Remember, the number to call in is 888-429-5471. We'll be back after these messages, and we will have time to answer a couple more questions. See you on the other side. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of March 11th through March 17th, 2019. This is a week when you can accomplish a lot. With Saturn in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus, we can welcome a note of stability on these troubled times. A Taurus moon on Sunday and Monday supports sensual pleasures and accomplishing your tasks that have tangible results. On Wednesday the 13th, it's better to check off your must-do tasks early because the later afternoon into early evening has you feeling tired and perhaps even a little bit at odds with the world. Thursday morning the 14th has Mars making a helpful trine to Saturn, and that supports efforts at long-term projects. This harmonious pattern brings energies of good cop to Saturn for the first of two trines this year. You can work on your physical health, financial objectives, as well as your career goals. You may even want to get your federal income tax done. Although Mercury is retrograde for most of March, it makes several alignments this week that have positive effects on communications. Thursday marks the halfway point of the Mercury retrograde cycle, so for the rest of March, you can begin working on new and incoming projects, but do not carve them in stone until we get out of the shadow of Mercury retrograde in April. Knock off early on Friday if you can. Mercury squares Jupiter in the afternoon, and that's not conducive to traffic or clear thinking. This is the day when you're looking on the bright side of life. Saturday, March 16th is a pleasant day as Mercury sextiles Pluto. Your thought processes will become deeper, bringing a greater curiosity about what lies beneath the surface for you in the upcoming months. The moon moves into heartwarming Leo in the evening. On Sunday, the moon is bright and it's in Leo for St. Patrick's Day, a time so great for sharing with friends and family. Communications speed up, and with all this help from Saturn and Pluto, Mercury retrograde may not be so bad after all. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back on Let's Find Out. And we listened to a song that Frank and I had played here last week, All Over the World by Nat King Cole. And it's one of my favorite songs that he did, although I know it's not particularly a well-known song of his. And last week, Frank and I were dancing to it. And then we were followed by Elaine Silver singing Blissfully Abundant, which is a wonderful state of mind. It's a song to help you raise your consciousness. And we are going to be repeating that song as we go into our meditation tonight, which is enhancing our senses. And I'm on with Frank. And Frank, we were going to talk about some special things that you've been doing with your crossover readings, talking to the other side. And I know you wanted to share some of the wonderful things that have come through for you.
Well, I had a lot of people, of course, we're always losing people in the family that mean so much to us. And I've been, especially the last, let's say the last week or so, because I do a lot of readings with people and, lost mothers, lost fathers or a wife, a spouse. Interesting enough, and I find, I don't know why, maybe I just that I'm getting older, but more and more in-depth communication seems to be coming through. And
for example,
last week, a person was looking for things that he lost his mother, and they had important papers that he needed for the deed and other things, insurance. And she was always putting stuff. She was always worried about losing it. And first of all, the mother came through, and she expressed that, she wasn't in discomfort anymore. More and more communication comes through with people that are suffering from cancer and other diseases, that once they pass through the other side, it doesn't follow them.
No, you know? That's good. I know we leave our karma on Earth. That's what Edgar Cayce taught us.
Yeah.
We leave our karma here, and then we may or may not choose to come back to this Earth plane because there are other lives and other worlds. But I think that the wonderful caring that you can give to somebody that is so broken up over somebody leaving, you know, either their partner or their parents, it's wonderful that you can bring comfort. And of course, when you talk to the skeptics, they'll say, oh, yeah, that's not, you know, I can't believe it. And then all of a sudden you tell, I told one woman, she said she didn't know if I really was reading her mother or not. And I said, well, didn't you put her in the grave with a long green evening gown? And I described it. It blew her away, just blew her away.
Well, there are different signs, you know. It could be a ring, a wedding ring from a grandmother that was passed down, and she has it, and her mother left it to her.
But that will give you the impression. Yeah.
This instance, we had a really good connection. I mean, and she said she put papers. She kept switching them around almost every month. Mm-hmm. But the last time she put him in the cellar and with some old clothes, believe it or not, she had it in a folder. And she told me specifically where it was. And I said, you know what? Stay on the phone and go check. And he went down the cellar, and right where she said she had him, he found the papers.
Wow. The papers that he had been looking for.
Yeah. And so when we come back, she was so happy. She said, I just wanted to protect you, you know, from, you know, not getting the house and this and that she worked so hard to get together with her.
So it was loving business papers. And that's good. Yeah. It happens a lot. I've always told people when, for example, when they've lost their car keys, which is very common, or when they've misplaced something, to sit down and put it in their hand and just sit there until you really can feel it in your hand. And some people, you know, they squirm and they don't have the patience, but you have to have the patience. And if you can get the car keys in your hand, you'll find those keys within an hour.
I usually tell them, close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out slowly, breathe normal, and go back to that day when you got up and go through everything. You brush your teeth or whatever, and go through that day. And most times, I'm not saying it's a 50-50, but most time they'll go, oh, I know where I did. I know where. Yeah. But it's
and sometimes they really block it out. I love the idea of putting it in your hand because what I think that does, Frank, is send the energy to the keys as well as you. And then all of a sudden you remember. I remember losing my cell phone last week and I hunted everywhere for it. I couldn't find it anywhere. And I looked on, you know, find my phone, and it said it was in the house. And I would call it. It wouldn't ring because I remembered I had it on mute. And all of a sudden, I got this urge to go to my password book, where I keep my passwords, and the cell phone was in the middle of it.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
I work with work with victims, murder victims, and once I get connected with them, a lot of times they're going to show me what happened and specifically where we could find certain things.
Clues.
That would, so I could give it to a detective on that's doing the case.
Well, you and I have done a couple of that together up in New York State, I remember.
Right.
And that's so interesting.
And missing people, their energy comes through. And sometimes it's just a picture in a newspaper that'll connect you with it. It's amazing because the older I get, the more I find different ways of communicating. It's all
telepathic, which is really neat. You know, Frank and I are doing a book. I'm writing a new book, and Frank is going to give me a chapter. It's called Backstage, And it's all about these energies that are invisible that you really do have the power to tap into to solve a problem. And Frank's going to give me some examples, and some other people that are pretty well known are going to give examples as well, so that we can help teach you guys that this is not a mystery. This is a normal thing that you can perfect. Don't you think, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Yes, very much. Because, you know, major events sometimes, you'll get a lot of people that will dream of something happening. Maybe it's a little obscure, but once that a major event happens, they could go back to that dream and really, you know,
and,
oh,
yeah,
that's
like
what I... That's what
people,
I was.
They said that about the Twin Towers, and I'm getting a dream of something good happening next week in the world, and it's very positive. So I don't know. It's going to be about midweek. We should have a very, very positive energy week next week, and Mercury is halfway through its retrograde period, so people will start feeling a little better, and maybe some of the delays will change around. But if you get quiet and you listen, you really can be guided about what you need to do. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, they always said the wise man is the one that listens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but, yeah, you can, the whole thing is that you have to do positive things. When you meditate, you do something positive. If it's
as long as you're thinking positive and you're not thinking,
right,
I can't do it, I don't want to do it. You have to say, I will do it.
Right.
If it's right for me, it will come. That type of thing. You have to change your thinking process.
And we were talking about the other side, people coming through. And believe me, a lot of people have relatives, a father or mother come through and give them something that all of a sudden they feel better, like I feel like I'm doing the right thing. And that's going to happen. But you got to really picture what you want to happen and feel positive about it. And that's the only way you can get through life. You can't be going
on. But, you know, Frank, you know, we had one client a couple of weeks ago where they're was a parent that was interfering with their growth, and there was jealousy, and you also can handle that. Isn't that true?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And, talk a little bit about that.
Well, if you know, if you always were at odds with a certain parent, it's sometimes you think that people are going to change when they're on the other side. They don't always do that.
No, Yogananda teaches they stay the same. They have to evolve further.
Yeah. And sometimes the person that's living doesn't want, they've already cut them off. So they're not really giving them a chance, or they're feeling that they're going to lie to them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they were a parent. They should be, you know, and we should just keep sending the positive prayers or positive vibes. And after a while, there is a, they will do something more on the positive side for them. You know, you might get a more positive,
well, what you're saying is that there could be some forgiveness and there could be the untangling of the knots. I call it untie the knots, where you go in and you might have a telepathic conversation. I'm sorry this happened. And you can clear karma in the ethers from that.
Right.
You really can.
Yeah, I feel up to a point, but there are certain things that happen sometimes when you really can't. You just want to.
No, I just said that it could be available.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so some people can actually change a bit. I'm not saying a full 180 degrees, but they can be.
It helps with fear.
You know?
I think it helps with fear. I think that if you wanted to do something and maybe your parents said, oh, you can't do that or you shouldn't do that, and you realize that they were just saying it out of their limitations, that you can conquer that with meditation and with mental telepathy.
Yeah, I was lucky with my parents because they didn't discourage me.
Yeah, that's good.
They helped, but
they supported you.
Yeah, but it when you come in contact with people, say, "Oh, you can't do that."
That's right. That's right.
Well, what's your background? What have you done, really? You know,
you have a PhD.
Yeah, and it always encouraged me that just because they weren't that talented, or you know, they were just afraid, they got something
they couldn't
to do.
Imagine, you know, there's a difference between imagination and manifestation, but it does start with imagination, and you can make something come into a reality by the way you think about it. But if you say, "I can have this," like supposing you wanted a new car, Frank, which you did last year, "I want a new car, I've got to have a new car," and you think about it for a couple of months, all of a sudden it falls into your lap. That's what happened to me with my Lexus. I couldn't believe it. And it's because you put the thought into it.
Well, I couldn't believe it either, Elizabeth.
You put the thought into it, and there it is. And it, I mean, it's those kinds of things. And when they come, when things come to us from out of the blue, from out of the mysterious, from out of the magical, mystical, then we know that we have earned it. We know that the karma is there, and we know it's right for us. That's what I think.
Yeah. I always say God works in mysterious ways.
Oh,
so there's,
boy.
Someone's going to come through here and there in our lives once in a while when we really need it. So,
yep. People support
people. Grateful.
We always have people come and support us. And that's how we get given our stuff. We have people come. So we are going to go off tonight. Thank you so much, Frank. You'll be back on the 24th in 2 weeks. I appreciate you coming on every time. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out next week. Next week is St. Patrick's Day. And we have on with us Mark Dodich, who is our wonderful famed astrologer. And we're going to be talking about the astrology between now and June and what's coming up for everybody. So give a listen. And then at the end of the month, our numbers lady, Sharon, will be on. And it's an exciting time. So get ready, please, now for our meditation. And I want to say with Frank, thank you all for listening and bless everybody. I'm just sending out prayers tonight that everybody is on their path and finds what they're looking for. Because we've been in this energy of what's going on, right, Frank?
We're sending positive thoughts out to everyone, believe me.
Okay. So it's time for our meditation, starting with Elaine Silver again with "I am abundantly, I'm in abundance." Thank you for listening. Good night.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. There's a wishful way of thinking that brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy. For the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says, "I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am." Close my eyes and enter the inner world of mine, then I know sacred wisdom is what I'm sure to find. There are many steps. mystery, there are many more to climb. And I'm blissfully remembering all is well and peace is mine. All is well, all is well. All is well, all is well.
Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our meditation. Tonight our meditation is igniting your soul or reconnecting with your blessed higher self. I invite you to simply relax and to be in the connection of your divine presence. When you do, you can remember that this moment, this life experience, is an expression of your mastery. Therefore, how could it be any better than it is? Take a deep breath and relax as the smile of the universe and all that is within it arises naturally to call you from the perception of anything that is less than that. Allow yourself to relax and connect with your beingness and to reclaim the illuminated mastery of your blessed higher self. Be ready to express and illuminate as the mind relaxes and the heart of illumination begins to open in that beautiful gold amber light. When the heart center opens and connects with the 10th chakra, the new heart center, the birth of true illumination and mastery anchors into form. As you connect with who you truly are and are shown through the divine what your mission is and what you're to do next. Some people travel the path of denial. They deny the senses to discover their own mastery. But that's just one journey.
As a master in form, by loving all of the senses rather than seeking to deny and destroy them, your divine nature, your true self, will anchor in unconditional love. All challenges during your experience of form are active practices of mastery. This is your destiny. This is your yoga. This is your self-ascension. To remember the truth of your divine nature as a part of the journey of your form and your soul acting through and walking through this lifetime. It's time for the moment of mastery ignition through the expansion of your senses. Relax. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the senses of appreciation and harness their gifts while discovering your mastery within them. Let's talk more and explore more our soul traveling through the senses, the sense of touch. To touch offers a feeling. Touch your skin, touch your cheek as you receive this gift of inner connection. Take a deep breath. Touch your hands. Put them together and notice how you feel. Do you feel your skin? Do you feel your pulsing energy? Are you focused on a lump or a bump? Are you focused on dry or soft or rough? Or are you focused on experiencing the touch? Allow yourself to focus on touching. As you reach out your hand, are you the child seeking to experience touch, or are you closed to touch? What is it that you truly want to touch? What is it that you have allowed yourself to touch? Now, gently bring your hands to your heart center and touch your heart center. You may want to close your eyes and feel the touch. And as you close your eyes, allow it to ignite another sense. In this moment, experience touch. Touch the divine heart energy as the energy from the 10th chakra flows down in the amber light into the 4th chakra, your heart center. Take a deep breath. Feel. The next sense is to feel. This is beyond emotional feeling. It is the experience of touch that ignites the feeling. It is why we begin with touch. When you are cradled as a newborn, you experience touch. You experience energy. You feel as you ignite your feelings. Having experienced the touch of the soul, you ignite feelings that are outside of the density and emotional overlays. To honestly feel is to learn how to touch, and to lovingly touch is to ignite your honest feelings. When a baby cries and a stranger picks up the baby, it continues to cry. When a baby cries and the mother picks up the baby, it quiets down and snuggles into the softness of her arms. Once you ignite your feelings, you begin to see. It is through this experience that you remember, honor, and joyfully understand that vision has nothing to do with your physical eyes. To see is another sense. What is the sense of vision that allows us to see? Many of you are already aware that when you close your eyes, your greatest vision arises. As you begin with the touch of the soul and to ignite the greater depth of feelings, the freedom of true visions comes forth through your third eye. It is the limitless recognition and experience of reclaiming your mastery as one of the many gifts of your life experiences. It can take you into other realms. It can take you into other parts of the earth.
It can help you with remote viewing, and it can help you to understand the heart of others around you. Then you begin to hear. This is another feeling, another sense, and this gift comes as your mastery opens and blooms. Hearing connects us with the infinite hum of the universe, with that wonderful vibration that travels through your heart. The energy of hearing sustains your divine illumination, and hearing can call forth your greatest wisdom, because when your hearing opens, you can listen to your blessed higher self's messages, and you can call in your angels and your guides and listen to them as well. The next sense is taste. When you're on the edge of your mastery, then you taste the sweet breath of the world that you are co-creating. Relax, take a deep breath, and receive the taste of the breath. Receive the nectar of the gods. Just one taste. Taste and see. Taste and see, and dwell in me. Once you have tasted the breath, the recognition of that taste is fulfillment of nourishment, and it re-enters the soul as divine spaciousness ignites and you grow. You once more discover the eternal master that you are and have always been, and you are invited to ignite yourself again. It is said that the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 months without food or water. He was tasting. He was living on the nectar of the gods. That invisible food that dwells within all of us that is so nourishing, something that we must have to continue our path of light, love, centeredness, balance, and fulfillment. Let's remember how the senses are a gift and they ignite you. And let's consider all this for a moment, because we're going to begin to stir the senses, putting them all together. Touch, feeling, seeing, hearing, and taste. In your world, touch is usually feared. There is appropriate touch and inappropriate touch. How do I touch? Who do I touch? What do I touch? And when? As you touch, there can be judgment. Was that touch okay? Should I have touched you at all? What did that touch do? What feelings came forward from that touch? Can you see the difference? It is this discernment that ignites your mastery and expands beingness and releases that which seeks to prevent expanded recognition of your divine. The mind of density, which wants to be in control, relaxes as you claim your mastery of all of the senses. When using your vision, it's controlled by the brain, and you usually see with judgment. I see this as good. I see this as not good. This I see is beautiful, and this I see is not so beautiful. When you taste without recognition of the fragrance of the breath, then you taste for taste's sake. You seek more and more taste to cover the taste of harmony. The fragrance and taste of the breath illuminate the physical body, and the enlightened physical form enjoys the taste of physical lightness. When judgment enters this experience, the senses become your judge. When the senses become your judge, the soul sits patiently waiting for you to allow it to touch you again. We are touched soul to soul through other people. When we are touched by another person's soul, there is no separateness. There is no you and me. There is only us. Are you ready to touch your soul? Can you touch your soul? When you touch your soul, you free yourself from judgment of the senses that bind you. This special touch invites you to ignite, and through the energy of your heart, the wisdom keeper of your universal mastery appears. And that's when you can sit and feel and taste and listen and hear. You are here on earth now because you are practicing mastery. With that sentence, you are being told that you are already a master. You are in the mastery school, and now you are in your expression of mastery. How do your senses experience this as a part of your gift? Take a deep breath and feel your cellular recognition as you are touching yourself or another. Celebrate your senses as you touch your soul energy from within. Feel this energy between yourself and others. See with the clarity of the universe. Hear the hum of universal life through you, and the taste of the breath and the taste of the nectar. When you feel as if you are experiencing chaos, consider how you experience it. Are you navigating chaos through the senses of the soul or the senses of density? Your world experience is conspiring to lift you into the energy of an ascended presence as you restore your sense of the soul. You now have the opportunity to practice this often if you choose. Take a deep breath. Within the recognition of the energy of the soul and of the senses, you are invited to step into your mastery without a doubt. Here, you will discover the world that has been waiting, the world that has never left you, and the world that has always been. True ascension, a new energy of light and love, with no judgment, no recrimination, only the beauty of sharing oneness and wholeness. Breathe, and with you, feel everyone else breathe at the same time. Breathe as you touch, breathe as you feel, breathe as you see, breathe as you hear, and taste the nectar, taste the breath. This is glorious and profound, and you are truly in touch with yourself. You were in touch with others, and you have released all judgments. Celebrate that. Celebrate the removal of fear, the removal of doubt, as you walk your path to the glory and beauty of the light of freedom, the light of balance, and the light of wholeness. Take a deep breath. Meld into the sounds of Ardas. Prayer beyond prayer. As you are clear of any and all reservations and hesitations.